You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
In the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all want to smile at me. These rap cats, man.
Oh, please. Please stop the applause. Roger, please stop the audience up there. They're embarrassing me. This is embarrassing. It feels like it's been forever, for God's sake.
It has.
How are you, pal?
2 weeks is a lifetime.
It is a lifetime.
I'm doing all right. How you doing? You are just a man about town. I'm telling you.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, you know, I spent... I didn't know there was a Welcome Back Cotter song done in rap. Like
yeah,
this.
Really? I thought you were getting down with it down there.
Wow. I like this version of the song. Yeah, I took a little vacation, which was nice, which I got a lot of crap for. Like, you work one day a week. Why can't you? Why do you have to have time off?
No, you've got a job during the week.
I do.
Know?
Job and a family. I do.
Yeah, that's right.
In Florida for 1 week, which was nice. And I was just telling Carl and Lisa that it was one of the first vacations ever that I made sure that, okay, I did 1 day at Disney and then I did 4 days by the pool. And I've never done that before, where literally I woke up, had breakfast, and went and sat at the pool for like 9 hours.
Nothing wrong with that.
There was nothing wrong with that. And then picked some nice places for dinner. And I said, by the time I got back to my real gig on Monday morning, I sat in my work chair. And usually I'm exhausted. Like, I'm like, oh, I need a vacation from the vacation.
Right.
I felt very rested. So that was good. And then I had a father-daughter dance last weekend.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Just gorgeous.
She is lovely.
Yes.
And then we always, we started a tradition, you know, God love them. There's always, we had a, it was so much fun. I just, it's just an, but you know, it's funny. I think there's a lot of dads that do that once a year with their daughter. And, and Em and I try to go out once every few weeks and like just have some dad-daughter time. Like, you know,
cool.
Go out to dinner, do whatever. And, we always plan dinner afterwards because, as I said, very nice. There's a lot of moms that put it together and people that put together this dance. And but you know, the pizza, I could roll it and squeeze it out, and I can't eat it. So we always go out for dinner afterwards. So we went
to a nice
little seafood place for dinner afterwards. And yeah, it's been crazy busy. I emceed a fundraiser last week, and I attended one tonight for my son's school, Micah Mater from WGN. She's lovely. I love Micah.
Marvelous.
Her son's a senior at Notre Dame. I don't think I'm speaking out of school to say that. But my son's a junior, and so this is her last year doing it, but she's hosted every year. And which has been really sweet. And, of course, I love that she's up there in front of, you know, 400 people. And do you know Joe Donlin? You know, have you gotten to know Joe? You know, because you know
that
whole thing.
Is that what
thing.
She's saying?
Oh, yeah. She went up there and did the whole spiel because he debuts on Monday.
Oh, he stopped by here last week?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. And I think he's a Marquette grad, so he's spent some time
there. Oh,
that's
right. Wasn't that Bertrand's school, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they hung together.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
And so he's going to start. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of time away. There was little twangs I had. Good morning to you, Curtis. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. I had some twangs of, you know, I miss it a little bit, you know. I do.
Sure,
you know, to have
sure.
You know, it's a privilege to have a voice on any radio station, especially this one. I did come in I didn't come in this week. I came in the previous week to tape something quickly, and when I came in there, everybody like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I thought you like there was something terribly wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But they couldn't hide all the stuff that they do normally when you're not around fast enough,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
That's why I don't come in during the week.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I get those side glances like, what's going on?
That's right.
Know, you know.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But it was fun. But I'm glad to be back. And we've got a full show for you today. Yeah. Maria Shriver is going to join us after the news at 2:30. She's got a new book out about really, you know, taking some time to count your blessings and lead a meaningful life. And here's coming from a family that has made their life's work the Kennedy Family Public Service. And she's really fabulous. And it was a long time coming because I wanted to have her on the show before. So Maria Shriver, after the news at 2:30, Paige Davis from Trading Spaces, Bill Mooby from the original Lost in Space, as there's the Netflix version out, and then a great new book called Tinkers to Evers to Chance, about the big, the famous Cubs trio from the turn of the century that really made with the Chicago Cubs and baseball. It really kind of changed the face of baseball, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But today was Record Store Day.
Yeah.
It was conceived, I think, about 11 years ago. It was 2007. I think as some independent record store owners and employees, you know, wanted to spread the word about, you know, there's 1,400 music stores out there. And at a time, and I think about this now that, you know, I grew up in the music industry. So from my junior year to about 1995 in high school, I ran the music line on Harlem and Forest Preserve Drive. If you remember that one, it was across the street from the Hip. I started there as a high schooler, but then ended up running the place. And then I ran the one on Randolph and Wabash. That was a big flagship music land store. It was a huge store. And then I moved to Minneapolis as a district manager and a regional, and I ran stores up there and handled a lot of their visual merchandising and so forth. But I spent a ton of time in that business. And yes, I had a mullet of some sort. It was really a ponytail is what I had. It was
well,
a ponytail.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I had a ponytail when I was teaching for a while. Yeah.
And it was fun. I mean, I really enjoyed being in that industry. It was a lot of fun. But there are for so many independent record stores that went out because of the music lands, the Sam Goodies. And I lived in New York for a little while too, working for Transworld Entertainment. I mean, we had a big flagship across from Radio City Music Hall. And I spent a few years out there as well. And between the Coconuts, the Record Town, the Rose Records, the Tower Records, all the music stores, which are, you know, practically all gone. I mean, there are some FYEs, which are descendants of the Coconuts and the Sam Goodies and so forth that are still up. There's 1,400 independent record stores, and there's a ton of them right here in Chicago.
Well, vinyl is seeing a resurgence.
Yeah, vinyl is back. So last year, and that's the latest data I have, 14 million vinyl records sold. That was a 9% increase over 2017. It accounted for 14% of all physical album sales. So not digital, but physical. So people are still buying CDs, I guess, out there as well. But that's a big number because that number went down when I entered the music business in 84, 85. I mean, you know, there were still a couple dump bins full of 8-tracks and then there were some and the couple bins of, some cassettes, but it was really a CD that was kind of, but you can get, I mean, besides the record stores and Amazon, Urban Outfitters has a massive selection of vinyl. Barnes & Noble still does. Yep. Best Buy does. And my daughter last year, previous year for Christmas, asked for a record player. So she, you know, she's got an Ed Sheeran, she's got a Taylor Swift album, you know, and she's got some old stuff too. She's got some Beatles, you know, that she got, as well. But there's something to be said for a kid that's so used to downloading music right onto their phone.
Right.
To taking a needle and placing it on a piece of vinyl and listening to music coming through that, because there's something to be said for, everyone said the quality of the CD would always blow away the vinyl record. I think there's a lot of people out there, including a conversation I had with Paul Schaefer years ago that said
vinyl is better.
The quality of vinyl is always better. And of course it depends on the turntable that you have as well. But what I want to ask is, I'm going to open up the phone lines. What is the first album you ever bought, phone or text? And I already threw it out on Facebook, so I've got a bunch of stuff there. But 312-981-7200 is the number. You can call, you can text. In fact, I need you to get the texting up in here. Would you mind? I totally forgot to do that. But 312-981-7200, best album, first album you ever owned and paid for with your own money. And then I've got a list of best-selling albums and stuff we'll go through. Roger, what about you? What was the first record do you remember?
Yeah, it's very hard because, one, I'm way too old. Seriously, my memory from back then, I can't remember the exact first one, but I'm going to come close. We had tons of albums, and as you mentioned before, 78s in our home, and we played music all the time.
Yeah.
I think the earliest one that I bought was actually the very first Peter, Paul, and Mary album, which was in 1962, self-titled Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I think I wore that one out. I think another one of the early ones that I bought was Alan Sherman, My Son the Nut. Which
that's awesome.
Yes, because I loved comedy albums. My brother had bought Beyond the Fringe. He also was 6 years older than me, so he did a lot of album buying and a lot of jazz. I got into Dave Brubeck back then with Take Five.
But you mentioned the comedy albums. I hear that a lot. In fact, my father-in-law posted on my Facebook page and said that his was a Shelley Berman.
And comedy albums were big back then.
Newhart was probably the biggest in the 60s. But, you know, anytime like Bill Cosby himself or Richard Pryor or whoever, I mean, it was all about the album. And I remember it wasn't one that I bought, but I remember my dad having a couple records that we as kids would play over and over again. It was Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass and the Smothers Brothers Volume 2. There was no Volume 1.
Right. Well, I had the original Smothers Brothers at the Purple Onion. That was the very first one, live at the Purple Onion.
Yeah.
And that was the very first album they put out, and it just floored me.
Yeah.
It just floored me.
Sure.
Because I remember seeing them on, you know, Ed Sullivan's show and a couple of the other shows. And then my brother got this thing, the Purple Onion album, and I'm like, blown over.
So Peter, Paul, and Mary for you. Curtis, what about you? What was the last, I mean, now you're a different generation. So has there ever been a first physical something, CD?
I had two. First one was Coldplay. It was their Rush of Blood.
Oh, that oldie.
Rush of Blood to the Head. And Foo Fighters 1x1 album from 2002.
See, that totally sets your era right there.
One fun thing, my friend Sean, he has a huge vinyl record collection. His oldest one is a 1930s Miles Davis American Jazz
that's very cool.
vinyl. And it's supposedly his most expensive one in his collection, but he's got, I kid you not, Dave, probably at least 500
that's cool.
vinyl records. So he's my age. He's 23.
So he's playing them on the, you know, he's playing
classic record player. Yeah.
I love that.
And that's what we used to do. You know, a lot of people now, they say how many hundreds of songs they have on their phone. It used to be MP3 player.
Yeah.
But in my day, you literally carted boxes and boxes of albums every time you moved. And when we went to college, oh my God, that filled the car.
I'm going to say I probably have about 345s. I've got about 300 albums, and I've got about 1,000 CDs.
Yeah.
Because I was in that business. I mean, that's part of it, too.
Right.
Mine was REO Speedwagon, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish.
Okay.
So that was late 70s. And when I was thinking of where I got that from, I might have bought that from Marshall Fields. They had a huge record department on State Street, and I think that's where I got to them. But I'll tell you what, we've got some phone callers coming in. 312-981-7200. First album you ever bought. We'll catch that after this on 720 WGN. Time for me to fly. Oh, I got to set myself free. Time for me to fly. That's just how it's got to be. 312-981-7200. What was the first album you ever bought? That was mine. So that was the big song on that album from REO Speedwagon that I bought in 1978, maybe, is what it was. What is the first album you ever bought with your own money? 312-981-7200. Mike, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, sir. Very good.
What was your first? Pardon me?
Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
Rubber Soul by the Beatles. Do you remember where you got it?
I sold shoes at Corvettes. And my first first check, I ran up there, got a cash, and I went to the record department. And
Look at that. Sold. Where was the Corvettes at? Which store or what location was
it?
That?
Was in, you know, it was on Gulf Avenue. It must have been like in Glenview. Or,
okay.
It was on Gulf, okay. I believe. Maybe, yeah, I think Glenview.
Don't you miss like going through and like touching the albums and kind of just walking through the record department and picking up and looking at those covers of albums back in the day were it's artwork, right?
Yep, it's great.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, you're on 720 WGM. What was the first album you ever got, pal?
Oh, The Cars debut in 78, and it still gets better with repeated listening.
I love that you say that. That's awesome. Where'd you pick it up from? Do you remember the store?
Oh, at Co-op Records and Tapes.
Co-op Records.
One of you guys is Rockford. It used to be. They're extinguished now.
Of course, as are so many others. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. All right, you know, I'm looking at the time, so I'm going to blow right through that, Roger. And then let's see here. Larry, who's my father-in-law, said Shelley Berman, a personal appearance, was a Verve record. And I love seeing even some of these record labels on here.
Yeah.
Carol says a Chicago album at Hegwish Records in Chicago. I remember Hegwish. Steve, Meet the Beatles, bought it at Woolworths.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You
sure.
could buy records just about everywhere. You really could.
Well, back in the day, yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, before the big record stores came out, you could buy them everywhere.
Yeah. Angel says at age 12 was Barry White's greatest hits. Mm. When she said she still has it, and she loves still going through her crates. Remember, you could buy those wooden crates with her arms around. Stella, Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper, who we had on the show a couple weeks ago. Yeah. By the way, next week, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
You're going to have him on?
Yeah.
You.
You dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Ron says it was two. It was Three Dog Night and Cher's first solo album.
Ooh.
For Ron. Larry said Edgar Winter Group. They only come out at night. Love the song. Frankenstein, bought it at Goldblatt's.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. All right, Gary. Oh, Gary Tucker from, I know Gary. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yes.
This Diamond Ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Margaret says Bee Gees, 2 years on, 1971. Donald, Black Sabbath, Masters of Reality. Brian says Double Live, Gonzo. Handy says Jan and Dean, Drag City.
Yeah.
Marie says Kiss Alive. So there you go. See, there's another Kiss album in there. Yeah. Lisa, what about you? You're on 720 WGN. What was your first album?
It was Rush, Permanent Waves.
Oh. Where'd you get that? Do you remember that? You remember that, where you got it from?
I do. I actually do. I got it at the Sears at Six Corners.
Yeah.
And then I worked at the Surface Merchandise over by Rolling Stone on, Forest Preserve there. And I worked in the sight and sound department, which was the electronics, so all the stereos. And I remember going next door to the record store there and buying the first CD. We had this CD player and Service Merchandise, and we had no clue what it is and no clue what to put into it. And so we went next door, bought one of three CDs that were available. I cannot even remember what album it was.
It's funny you say that, because I was there. I was probably there. It was like on an end cap. We only had like a handful of them. I mean, there was...
So I worked next door to you at Service Merchandise, so, and this probably was like 1984, 1985.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is so funny.
And it really is. And so, and it took us days to figure out how to make it all work,
Right, right. You don't have to put a needle on it. Just close the door.
Right, and then you're pushing buttons to find the tracks. And, people were just glomming into Service Merchandise to see this newfangled CD player.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, neighbor.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Thanks, Lisa. All right. Let's see here. Desiree, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. Kevin Myers, Elton John. Michelle says, wait a minute. No. Jim, Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah,
look at that.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Sandy had the Bee Gees. Lou had Who Do We Think We Are by Deep Purple.
Okay.
And people are very specific. People remember this because that was a big deal when you had your own money to go buy that first album.
And it was like a huge decision.
Yeah, oh yeah.
like, oh my God, I want this and this and this. You usually only had enough money for one.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that first one going to be?
Yeah. Everybody remembers their first, Roger.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Jim says the Monkees. Sam says Shadows of the Night.
Anna's, Shadows of Night. Yeah.
Shadow of Night. Thank you.
Gloria. Gloria.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gloria.
Yep.
Anna, The Doors, Riders on the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis is in my ear telling me to go to news. Hang on one second. Maria, West Side Story. I literally say Curtis says.
West Side Story was one of the top-selling albums of when it came out, the soundtrack.
I think ever.
Yeah.
Peter says age 12 was Meet the Beatles.
Yep.
Heidi says Tattoo You.
Rolling Mike, Stones?
Yeah. Yep. Mike says the Rush album. Chris was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Man, I got a ton of these on here. All right, we got to get the text up in here during the break as well. And then I'm going to give you some, we'll talk a little singles trivia too, because I've got top-selling singles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you know what they are of all time. And we're going to do that after the news. It's 235 312 981-7200. We'll take your calls after the news here with Roger Badish. I just wanted to listen to a little bit of this. That's Andy at 312 said that was his first album.
Nice.
Back in Black. Yeah, you bet. There's a massive load of texts that have come in that I've completely ignored.
God.
That was just on Facebook that I was reading. I mean, literally.
Can you read them all?
It's about 20 pages here.
What?
The Who 630. Excuse me.
Take it easy.
Pardon me. I was so excited. Man, I can't read without my glasses. I left my glasses at home.
No. 312. You want me to run down there and read them?
Do you want me to go in there and read them for you?
Yeah, I think, Curtis, you got to get over here. My first album was Meet the Beatles, 312.
Okay.
Styx, Grand Illusion, 77. Good for you. That was seven, area code 717. Believe it or not, the first album I ever bought was in 1957. I saved up my allowance and bought the record album of Rough and Ready, the cartoon show. It was Adventures of Planet. That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. 1967, The Doors. Let's see. Former Illinoisan from Lakewood, Colorado. 815, my first album was Supertramp, Breakfast in America. Bought it at Montgomery Ward.
Monkey
another
Wars.
Place I used to work years and years ago. 847, the first album I ever bought was Victory at Sea. It was by mail order, and I still have it.
I love that series.
Yeah.
You got it? Do you have it, or that person
847.
They still got it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the music in that. We had the entire series. There were, I think, three of them.
Victory at Sea.
Yeah.
708, Elton John, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player.
Piano Player, yep.
Wee Bolts at Ford City Mall. Thanks, John. Yeah, I love that. Let's see here. Asia's debut on cassette. That's Jason from Wheeling. Thanks, buddy. 414, Elvis Blue Hawaii. Still have my dad's album, Billy Vaughn. Knuckles O'Toole, have around 400 albums, over 1,500 45s, 200 tapes, 400 CDs.
Wow.
John from Palatine. I can't tell what he... Okay. Let's see here. I should read ahead. 1955 was Elvis. Let's see here. 63, first album was Rubber Soul. He got it for Christmas. Later, the White Album, got for Christmas. Mm-hmm. The one he first paid for was a single, was a 45 of The Doors, Love Her Madly.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I can't read that one. Another one, AC/DC on that one as well. Live Talking by the Bee Gees. Mandy.
Not Live Talking, Jive Talking.
Jive Talking. I can't read. I don't have my glasses.
I know.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
Blind man driving.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm only 10 steps away.
I am blind. Harry Chapin, Barry Manilow. Let's see here. Neil Sedaka. Look at that, man. All kinds of good ones. First of all, before we go to Maria Shriver here in just a few minutes, because she's going to join us after the next break here, 45 records. Now, both of have you been in my house, Curtis? I can't remember. No,
I
you were working that one night.
Place.
Okay. So I've got, you know, I love, I collect radios. I've got vintage TVs around my house that would still work, but I have a lot of music stuff. And I have a ton of 8-tracks and an 8-track player, that circular dome. Remember those little the round pieces?
Right. We had them in the radio station.
Yeah.
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 You could program it in. They'd roll around until the one programmed, it would suck it into to the player, and it would play, and then push it back out and rotate to the next one.
I've got a reel-to-reel. I've got a cassette player, all that other stuff, but I'm getting a couple record players. But
you've
we have a jukebox.
Yeah.
With a ton of singles in it. What do you think, and I'll ask both of you this question, because this could be a good one. What is the best-selling 45 of all time, selling 25 million copies, top single ever in the history of vinyl? And I think that was the maybe late 1940s that 45s came out, 50s.
I will say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh, that's a good guess. That's a good guess, but no.
just a subtle no.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Any guess, Curtis?
I was going to say Abbey Road, Beatles.
No, but are you saying it's from 45?
45, single
record.
Yeah,
but I was going to say the single threw me off. That was my original guess, though.
Okay, so Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Okay.
25 million.
Yeah.
The second one on every list I can find, Candle in the Wind. 1997 by Elton John.
That's the was that the second one? He re-recorded it.
That's correct.
For Diana.
That's correct.
So is it that one or is it the original?
No, this is 1997. This is the second one.
That's the second one that he re-recorded and played live at her funeral.
Another one that was pretty ranked, you know, high up there, of course, Bill Haley in the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis, It's Now or Never. We Are the World. USA for Africa.
That was a huge push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one was interesting. If I Didn't Care by the Ink Spots.
Oh, I love that song.
Celine Dion, the theme from Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, You're the One That I Want.
Okay. From the movie and the play.
Mm-hmm. I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas right up there.
Yep.
Rolling in the Deep, Adele. Radioactive, Imagine Dragons. This is recent. Because it's singles. It can also be digital singles as well.
Oh, okay.
It can be. Let's see. We said you were the...
What about Boys to Men? They had tons of big sellers. They were on the charts long times.
They were, but this is best-selling.
Obvious son of a gun.
Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay.
Was another one. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. Scorpion's Wind of Change. Gene Autry, Rudolph.
Okay.
So there you have that. Right. The Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. So that's the highest ranking Beatles 45 on like the top 30 chart.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Village People, YMCA. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. Believe by Cher. Lose Yourself by Eminem is another one.
Okay.
Firework by Katy Perry. And let's see. And the last one on this.
And you're saying these include also digital downloads?
Yes.
Okay.
Digital downloads.
But they're singles. They're the singles, not the albums. Okay, good.
Hey Soul Sister.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
We Will Rock You by Queen. So there you have it. On Record Store Day, go buy some vinyl. Go buy it from someone local, man.